This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Okay, week 8, the Bills off the bye. Where or when? Coming off a bye. Under Sean McDermott, they've never lost. 8-0 in this spot. This year, you know, there are tougher tests. At Carolina is the plan here. Bills and Panthers, Sunday at 1. Sal Capaccio joins us now on the West Her Hotline to talk about it. Sal, we didn't get to Carolina yesterday. Just a simple general question about how you feel about them and this matchup for the Bills. You hear a lot of, because they've been bad, that the Panthers are kind of still the Panthers. And they're down their starting quarterback. I don't even think I mind for them that it's Dalton instead. And I don't know. They are 4-3. What kind of test will this be?
Very big test. Because they can do things that the Bills have had trouble against. Run the ball, mainly. And that's the big challenge on the defensive side. I think that Rico Dowdle is going to see a lot of action against the Bills' defense. The Bills have to be much better than they have been stopping running backs, tackling them, bringing them down after, you know, once you on contact. They're very good. They're very good after contact, him and Hubbard. So yeah, and I've gone back and forth on. I do think that, to me, I think the Bills would have a better chance against Bryce Young because he's a younger quarterback, inexperienced, and coming off a bye. You could probably do some things to confuse him if you can at least stop the run, put him in long yardage. But I would also say that the thing that's hurt the Bills a little bit has been mobile quarterbacks this year, and he's more mobile than Andy Dalton. The good news about facing Andy Dalton is he's going to be in the pocket, and the Bills can dial up stuff to say, okay, we're going to come after him because he's not escaping against us. So I think it's kind of however you want to look at it. I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer there. You know?
It would be really welcome to see them be able to get home, whether that's with four or sending extra. I did read one thing this week that indicated that I think their left tackle has not given up maybe even a single pressure all year. Like, someone on that line is having a really good year. And I think it's him. I think it's the left tackle on Carolina. So, you know, maybe that's a tough matchup and they can find some other way around it. But yeah, I mean, pressure on the quarterback, but tackling, Sal, like, I don't know. We've talked about it again and again, I think, here over the last few weeks. Like, what kind of work can you do during a bye week to work on your tackling? I saw a clip of Jordan Poyer talking about that earlier this week. You know, it's the different angles. Every tackle's different and that kind of thing. I mean, just wrap some guys up here, for crying out loud.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. It is a fundamental thing. I mean, I know coaches talk about fundamentals. Tackling's fundamental when it comes to football. That's what it is. You've been taught it since you've been starting playing, whether that was at 5 years old or in high school or whatever, and they know how to tackle. But, yes, angles are a big part of it. Putting guys in position, that's on coaches to, you know, scheme-wise sometimes have those proper angles when it comes to knowing what's coming and whether it's a wide zone or inside zone or something like that, and guys have to be able to you know, get to that spot where they're supposed to be and where their head is, all those kinds of things. So that's on everybody. They're going to have to be better at tackling. There's no doubt. And I really believe the Bills, if the Bills were a lot better at tackling than they have been, then maybe one of those losses would become wins, whether that's the Patriots or the Atlanta Falcons. That's, to me, how big of an issue it's been for them at times. So no doubt. And then on the other side of the ball, I mean, the Bills have to play better than they have been against the Carolina defense, which, by the way, it's different. This is a different defense than what they faced against Atlanta. Like, Atlanta is, they're going to come after you. They are going to put pressure on you. They're going to get to the quarterback. That's not Carolina. But Carolina is a team that's going to be buttoned up. They're sound fundamentally. They're going to be in the right spots defensively, and they're going to make the right reads and plays. It's a little bit less boom or bust, but it is a defense that has put up some nice numbers this year, but they're not getting after the quarterback the way that other teams have, and like the Falcons did against the Bills.
Maybe this is a dumb question, but, you know, as careful as the Bills and as teams are with their practice time nowadays, where it's just not very physical, how do you practice tackling? Like, how do you compromise that point, you know, player safety stuff, and just sort of manage everybody's workload in a safer way? Do you have to compromise that to sort of hone in on tackling?
Yes, it's tough. And there's also, Mike, CBA rules about this stuff, where how much you can have pads on at certain points in the season and all that stuff. So every team, that's why you do it in training camp. And unfortunately, that's why injuries happen too in training camp. You have to get that stuff done in training camp, because you don't have a lot of time. Once you get to the season, I mean, you're not banging on each other because you're getting ready for a game and you're game planning. You just can't do it. And then there's even times, like I said, in the season where you have to cut down on the number of times you give a practice with pads on, according to the CBA. It's very, very hard. So how do you do it? Well, you guys have probably seen some videos I've posted at practice where you're tackling bags, they do the gator roll tackle, or they just kind of lift it up, you know, and you see Matt Milano or Terrell Bernard taking a bag down to the ground, and just, you know, standing still, stationary like that. Then you have the donut rolls, I'll call them, these big pads that are big, big round pads that will roll them at you. And the guys that are coming, they have to tackle that and lift it up. But that's the only way you can really do it. You can say thud, up thud, they call it, where, let's say, James Cook is running through the hole and someone comes up and he can come up to him, and he can body him up to him and he can wrap him up. But you got to be careful of that, because you're not trying to hurt your teammate either. It's very tough.
Well, Sal, for all this talk about, you know, tackling and whatnot, we have, and I mentioned Poyer, you correctly forecasted some of what would happen today with McDermott, if not all of it, right? You said yesterday to us that you wouldn't be surprised at all to hear him tell us that those three players, Jones, Palmer, and Rapp, would be ruled out. What we didn't know was that Rapp was headed for IR. So is there a... I don't know, is there a bigger plan in place that, you know, beyond this week for safety, or do you think they're just going to try to get by with what they have? And how much, if at all, do you think Jordan Hancock might figure into that?
Well, Sean also said to the media today that they were still working through who would play in place of Taylor Rapp. Now, I think that some of that is competitive and coach speak, because to me it just screams it's going to be Jordan Poyer after what we saw 2 weeks ago. But if they feel that Jordan Hancock is ready for a bigger role, then I could see him playing a little bit more. And maybe we see all three of those guys, meaning Cole Bishop, Jordan Poyer, and Jordan Hancock on the field. We'll see. It is interesting to me, like during the interview, his radio interview with me, when I asked him, what do you do? What does self-scout mean? Does self-scout mean these are our tendencies and what we need to do better? Or is self-scout, here's how teams are attacking us and having success, and here's what we need to do to combat it? And he said it's a mix of both, but he also then mentioned, unprompted, personnel. And he talked about personnel and examining your personnel. And I'm wondering, does that mean we're going to see some personnel changes? And could that be something at safety? I just think that Jordan Poyer is probably the next man up. You're going to see him. I wouldn't be surprised. Jordan Hancock plays special teams. He'll be ready to go if they need him. And then when you talk about bigger picture guys, that would come in the form of, do they look outside the organization to bring somebody in? Now, they also have Cam Lewis, right?
Yeah, I was going to mention him. Yeah.
That's right. He's a backup nickel, but he plays safety, too. So you can put him there as well, although he's pretty much only been mostly a backup nickel this year. He does play dime safety, because Jordan Hancock's been mostly at safety, not at nickel, since he's been drafted and in training camp. If you go outside the organization, I just think safety is one of those things where, boy, you could get somebody, but what is the onboard at that position, which, like, the quarterback of the defense and secondary, versus some other spots on the board? And that's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, we were talking about this, I think, in the first hour of our show today, Sal. And, you know, I don't want to get too greedy, but I think like for the big picture here, maybe the best case scenario would be a game where the Bills get comfortable, kind of like the Jet game. And then, because I also think that they would probably defer to experience in the form of Jordan Poyer or maybe even Cam Lewis. But if they can get a couple score lead, maybe or a little more into the third quarter, then maybe that's an opportunity to get Hancock on the field and, you know, try to work out some of the, you know, just knock some of the new off of him. And because I just think athletically, the idea of Poyer having to play safety against the Chiefs next week is going to keep me up at night.
I understand that, and I think that, you know, that's a very big reason why they moved on from him, which is, you know, he's just not a guy that you can trust back there covering, you know, wide receivers running down the field and being in the right spot. Now, I do think that he is a guy that they can trust and they believe they can trust, at least, whether we'll see that in action through a whole 60 minutes of games of, you know, being able to come up from his spot to help out in the run game and understand how the nuances work in the zone defense and to have all of that buttoned up, so no doubt. Look, it's a great idea you have, Bulldog, but obviously you got to be up two scores to have that happen, right?
Yeah, right.
And right now, I mean, this offense, I mean, they're going to have to do their part to have something like that happen.
Before we get there, how about the guys coming off suspension? Sal, I know we've talked about this already this week, but any reason to think there'd be limitations on Hoyt or Ogunjobi, especially maybe Ogunjobi with Daquan Jones missing?
No, I think they're both full go. Healthy amount of snaps and rotation. What that looks like, I don't know if it's okay. Well, I guess you could say back off on them a little bit in this game because of conditioning. That would be the only thing. You are playing in Carolina, but it's only going to be, what, 65 to 70 degrees game time. I don't think it's not overly hot, not like a Miami September game. So I think it's full systems go here, and I think that might just be predicated upon situation. Ogunjobi's going to have to play. I mean, he's just going to have to. They have three defensive tackles on the roster. They're going to have to elevate or sign somebody. My guess is, by tomorrow at 4 p.m., you might get Zion Logue signed to the 53-man roster because he's out of elevations. But you could go with Jordan Poyer. Heck, you could do both of them if you want. Sign him and Jordan Phillips, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You could elevate Jordan Phillips and you could sign Zion Logue. But, you know, you're going to go into this game. And if that happens, that might be an indication where maybe they want five. Maybe they want that extra guy just to make sure that Ogunjobi can, you know, handle a full workload. And then when it comes to Hoyt, I think that, too, is, hey, you got Bosa and Rousseau. And you got Hoyt and A.J. Epinesa. Those are your four main defensive ends. You could say Javon Solomon, but he probably goes back to more of a main special teams role. If he's even active, they'll have six defensive ends. And then Hoyt, he can kick inside. I could definitely see a, you know, it's a third and eight, and you could have Bosa and Rousseau outside and Hoyt and Oliver inside. I think that's like a scenario they've been planning for this year that they haven't been able to get to.
Do you have any sense at all what the self-scouting might have resulted in on the offensive side of the ball, Sal? Like, do you think we'll see? We've talked a lot about, like, what are some things that have come up? We've had a little bit too long, in my opinion, or maybe even a lot too long to sort of stew in these back-to-back losses heading into the bye. So what's come up a lot, Cook's usage in general, of course, is always a topic, but him in the passing game, something to offset pass rush or blitz, although Carolina, you already said, isn't going to be what Atlanta was, so maybe it's too late for that. But still, I feel like Cook in the passing game would be something to look out for today, or excuse me, Sunday against Carolina. And then there's been talk about moving Coleman around, and I don't know, do you have an appetite for that? Do you anticipate much of that?
I wonder, because of Palmer's situation, him being out, I don't know how much of that you can do. I look for maybe Curtis Samuel getting an increased role, because now that we know he's playing, Palmer's out, it seems like he will be the next guy up, where you kind of have to rely on him to win a little bit more on the outside. If that, with him out, you're probably looking at Elijah Moore playing. So how many snaps are there inside for, you know, Coleman with Elijah Moore and Khalil Shakir, and then, you know, hopefully Dalton Kincaid playing. So I don't think so at this time, but look, that's very possible. They might look and say, that's just our best way to get him open and on the field. And Khalil Shakir can move outside and he can play there. And, you know, we're going to have to figure out how to move him to spots where he can get open. So no doubt. I think one of the things they have to look at self-scouting is why some of these pressures have been hurting them more than in the past, or at least more than what you saw most of last year. I think you can go back to those two games last year, and the same thing happened in Baltimore and a little bit in Houston. Five-man fronts, guys coming from different spots. Why has that hurt them? And it goes back to what you just said. Running backs in the passing game, earlier answers for Josh Allen. But I think you have to figure out where the communication is on how to button that up front before you get to any of that in the first place.
Curtis Samuel revenge game narrative.
There you go.
40th pick, second round of the 17 draft. Three picks after the Bills took Zay Jones. And sometimes when I think about the game the Bills last played in Carolina, which was 8 years ago, I think of Zay Jones. Was there a
yes.
almost touchdown late?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Tyrod to Zay Jones, and there was a lot of debate. And Jones has talked at length about the sort of the spiral that sort of began for him in his early in his NFL career, right?
Yeah, so 2017, I remember this play clearly. It was right in front of me. If you go back and watch the video, I'm literally standing right there where it happened, and I remember this so clearly because there was such a debate after the game on, was it a pass that should have been better, or was it a pass that should have been caught? I think you could go either way on it, to be quite honest with you. I don't know. I mean, I think that he was open enough that Tyrod probably could have placed it in a better spot, but man, Zay Jones saw that ball. He had every opportunity to be able to get to it, and he probably should have caught it, and that was a tough one because that was Sean McDermott's first game back in Carolina, obviously. It's right after he came to the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, the Bills had just won their game against the Jets, and then you're like, oh, my God, you know, this would have been a nice game to have, and they didn't. I remember that game, and then, yeah, you're talking about who was it? Curtis Samuel. And Curtis Samuel, hey, a revenge game for him, revenge game for Joe Brady, right? I mean, go back to Carolina.
All
the
revenge.
Fired him, by the way, right? A team that fired him. He's going to want to have a little bit of, you know, hey, you know, this organization – yeah, while they gave me a shot, they also got rid of me pretty quickly here. So I'm sure that he would like to have something on his plate for that.
Makes sense. Well, who knows how this will go? The Bills are favored by 7, 7.5. It was 8, but there's been some move toward Carolina here. I've been asking Bulldog these weeks, Sal, if there's a game that the Bills win, but like you feel like you won't be impressed or you'll be maybe even negative about it. Is this that game possibly? Like, what does Monday sound like if they squeak one out?
I guess it depends on the manner in which they squeak one out. You know, Joe DiBiase asked this morning, would you feel better if they win 41-31 or if they win 20-13? And honestly, that's a good question. And I think that I think most would say 41-31. I would not. I think I would say 20-13 because that would tell me that, okay, the defense did a much better job. I think that's trending better. And I think I can trust at some point Josh Allen and the offense will be fine. If it's 41-31, I'm thinking, how did Andy Dalton just light up this defense?
Right.
31 points. I don't care that Josh Allen scored 41. I need this defense to be better, and now I'm definitely not convinced that they're going to be.
Got it.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good little thought experiment because, you know, what does everybody want? We want 41-10, right? Or 35-10. Like, explode on offense and get the defense together. But it's hard, you know. I mean, the defense has had their share of injuries, and they still do. And there are even guys this week that are still questionable, right? Bernard and Milano, both, right?
Yeah, that's right. They're both questionable. And I think by what I've seen at practice, they've looked good. They've been back at practice. They've been limited all week. So I think that's trending well for them to play. We'll see if they're active. But to me, I think both of them wind up playing, just kind of based on what I've watched throughout practice this week. And then you have Shaq Thompson. Oh, by the way, another revenge game, right? Shaq Thompson going back to Carolina. A lot of ties there. And, you know, it's a guy that he said he told me in the locker room yesterday, he doesn't have any emotions about it right now. But, you know, when you start to play a little bit, he spent a lot of time there, obviously. First-round pick back in Carolina. So we'll see if he's the guy that they put on the field as a third linebacker. If he's a guy that winds up playing even more, if they want to spell Matt Milano a little bit at weak side. So, yeah, I think you know, the linebackers are a very big part of this and the personnel usage of them and what you see.
How?
There is a game, too. The Bills have played a lot less nickel this year, but
yep.
I don't know. I mean, this isn't a team that runs a ton of heavy personnel, so I don't expect to see a lot of base sets. I still think that Taron Johnson plays a prominent role, and, you know, he has. It's not that, like, he's off the field a ton. Just a little bit more than normal, and I think you go back to a little bit more nickel this game.
How interesting, if at all, did you find it that McDermott did not rule Maxwell Hairston out?
Interesting, right? I don't know. I found it interesting, but maybe it's just because of him being on the injury report. Now, the way it works, it used to be if a guy was back from injury, designated to return, you didn't even have to list him on the injury report. It was just like, okay, they activate him, they do. For him, now the rule did change, though. Once a guy comes back from injury designate to return, you must list him every day so that competitively the opponent can see what he's doing every day from a limited or full capacity. And then having a questionable designation at least gives you the thought of maybe he'll play. I still can't see it. From what he said to me on the radio this morning, still about expectations and tempering expectations, mm-hmm. It just feels like to me that not quite ready. I will say this, though, guys. I thought it would be Miami. I'm thinking now that he might play against Kansas City.
Next week. Very good.
Yep.
All right, Sal, have a good time down there. We'll talk again on Monday.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
There's Sal Capaccio on our Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Picks next.
I guess.
I don't see one interesting college football game here. There are some big shots who are not playing this week. Ohio State is not playing. Notre Dame. Georgia. Probably someone else. Should be an even number, right?
I would think so, yeah.
I just can't. Not a single one looks interesting to me. Yeah. I'm not just going to copy Sam. Plus, that'd be going against Vanderbilt, which is one for me, and that wouldn't feel good.
Yeah, I'm going to get right back on the Friday night horse.
Okay, there are a couple games.
I got smoked by Minnesota last week. I had Nebraska minus something or other, and they lost 24-6 to Minnesota.
Yeah. You were trying to figure out the quarterback's name.
Dylan Raiola.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, I called him Dominic. There was a center from Nebraska, I think, named Dominic Raiola. I don't know if they're even related. I've never looked. Is that his dad by chance? I don't even know. It is. Okay. So that's why I had Dominic Raiola in my head. It was a former center from Nebraska.
I'm thinking more of cosplay.
Yeah, well, I didn't know how to say that. I didn't want to say it wrong. I don't know. It's not a word I've ever said.
You got to pick a team whose quarterback you know who it is.
Well, I didn't know.
No, I've never done that.
I knew who that guy was.
I don't know the quarterback on any of these teams.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Smith.
I don't want to divulge yet because we haven't played the music and the whole open and everything.
All right.
But I have a game from tonight.
I saw there were a few.
Yeah.
Picks coming up. The Sabres host the Leafs pregame at 6 with Paul Hamilton. Football Friday on WGR. The Friday drive at 5 brought to you by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com, by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. And by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.